That sounds fun. I'll tell you what, yeah, getting it, you know, actually in Italy, actually in, you know, Lebanon, actually in, you know, Thailand, that would be, you know, really good. Because now, you know, you're getting the, well, not necessarily, but you probably got a better chance of getting the real deal if you find the back alley place, you know, instead of the, you know, place on the main strip near the airport. But, yeah, I, you know, Italian, much like Greek and Chinese, have become so American that we don't even think of those as, you know, ethnic food anymore, really. You know, it's, I mean, we still say Italian, let's get Italian, or let's get, you know, Greek, or let's get, you know, Chinese. But, I mean, you don't think of it the same way you do, you know, others. Those are just mainstays now, American staples. And they've probably been so Americanized. I don't know. I don't know, you know, if most Italian dishes have been seriously Americanized. When I go to some of these places like Benamiglia's and stuff like that, and I look at some of the stuff that they, you know, have, they've got the standard, but they've got some stuff that's a little, or you go to a finer Italian restaurant, you know, things are a little different, you know, than what you see at your typical Italian restaurant. So I'm guessing that there's been quite a bit of Americanization to a lot of these people. We'll defer to the expert on frequency, Anthony.
As a whole, I think you're right. It has been very Americanized and watered down to, you know, pasta and red sauce. But there's, I think it was Walt was saying, you know, eating octopus and shellfish and, you know, that kind of stuff. And just like the Mediterranean style of eating, that is not commonplace, I would say. You know, you have to go, like Sean said, to one of the quote-unquote finer restaurants before you're going to get a dish that's outside of the norm. Otherwise, you're getting pizza and pasta with red sauce, or maybe Alfredo or something like that. But, you know, you go somewhere, even medium grade level, you know, like Salvatore Scallopini's, and you're getting good food, you know. One of my favorites, when I can find it, is always steak Siciliano with a Amoygu sauce, or, you know, a pasta with seafood in it, with shellfish, something like that. But very Americanized these days. Over to you, Walt.